Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
I think it says, like, jettison me around in fancy black cars and cleanse my face with $150 cream foam.
Hey guys, welcome to The Damn Goods by Breaking Beauty, our episode featuring what products we're loving
and not so much.
Reviews you can use coming right up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hi guys. Today we are talking about the damn good products that are rolling into stores for fall. Mm-hmm. We've been testing away my bathroom, and actually, and there's probably about a 20-foot zone outside of my bathroom that just looks like an explosion of products have gone off.
Yeah. You're a little bit behind on the unboxings.
Well, no, I've gone through. I mean, yes, I'm behind on like filing it and keeping it organized, yes. But I've been rifling through shit, that hence why it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I tried that was super mediocre.
Yeah.
That was just feels like a bit of a waste of time, but I've been testing a lot of foundations. They're mostly all mediocre.
Next week, we're doing a glow down with a makeup artist and we're getting into all of the foundations, do's and don'ts. And yeah, we're going to talk about some of our favorites then.
There have been so many foundation launches this fall, like at least 20 from so many different brands. It really felt like it's something that just needed its own attention. So we won't be talking about foundations today, but we will be talking about makeup and skincare and even a little bit of hair. So that's what we're up to today. We have so much to talk about. But first, let's do a quick rundown on some of the newness that we haven't seen yet, because it's so new.
The cycle of newness is insane. Like, there's already holiday stuff in the store. Like, I got Drunk Elephant's holiday collection the other day sent to me.
It's so cute.
And I got, there's just, everything's actually like hitting store shelves.
I love it. Yeah. Anyway, we'll do a holiday episode a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
We also have an Ask Us Anything episode coming up. That's exciting. We've never done that before.
Yeah, and that's in honor of our 1 millionth download. Woo! Thanks to all of you guys. We've never done one of these episodes. And so what we've decided to do is have a call-in voice number. It's 844-227-0302. So call us at any time. And we want to know if you have any questions, topics you want us to cover, ask me anything. Follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast. You can submit a question, ask us anything, beauty, whatever you want to throw our way.
Mm-hmm.
And we will select a few people. And if we select your question on air, you will win a Breaking Beauty pop socket. We will DM you and send it to you.
Yay.
So I'm so really fun. Excited to do that.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. We want to talk to you more in depth all the time.
Yeah. And I think we can also take a moment to pat ourselves on the back and just say, we did it. 1 million downloads. We were a little slower out of the gate than some podcasts. We were monthly at the very, very beginning. Yeah. We were biweekly for almost 2 years. This is our first year being a weekly. So slow and steady, and we're here, and thank you all for listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So proud of that little milestone moment. Jill Dunn.
Yeah.
And now let's pause to hear about a few more damn good products from one of our new sponsors, Ulta Beauty.
Carlene, I am so excited to have Ulta Beauty on board with Breaking Beauty. It just makes all kinds of sense.
Welcome to the family, guys. We love that they've just launched Sparked at Ulta Beauty, shining a light on new indie brands that we need to know about right now. This is music to a beauty editor's ears. We always want to know what's new and next.
They've just launched this whole platform that's built to help beauty lovers discover more. It's the new destination for curated need-to-know brands. Many of them are exclusive to Ulta Beauty.
Yes, Sparked collections will continuously refresh throughout the year, with the first assortment launching right now with 4 brands. These brands are destined to be the next celebrated must-haves.
They're all female-founded, which, yay, you know we are here for that at Breaking Beauty. And in their freshman class, they are showcasing 4 brands, like you mentioned. The first one is Oma Beauty. It actually means beautiful in the Nigerian founder's native language.
They're also featuring Zoeva. They're all about high quality at a low price, and they also help support women who have been through cancer and domestic violence. So that's great too.
Love Wellness is another one, and they've got supplements and personal care products. And that one is backed by the Hills and Laguna Beach alum Lo Bosworth.
And then the last one, called LC Cosmetics. This one really piqued my interest right away. You know, we had Dr. Sandra Lee, aka Dr. Pimple Popper, on the mic. And when she came into the studio, she didn't have a purse. She only had a phone and a single lip gloss. So of course, I had to figure out what that lip gloss was. Sure enough, it was LC Cosmetics. She mentioned that a makeup artist friend had passed it to her. She's a big fan of the foundation as well. So that's on my hit list to try for sure.
No way. I'm looking at their Eclipse highlighter right now, and it's absolutely stunning. Like, I want to put it on my face right now.
When you visit ulta.com/sparked, you can learn more about the amazing women behind these brands and discover their best-selling products as well.
Ignite your curiosity and discover Sparked in select Ulta Beauty stores and explore the virtual world of Sparked on ulta.com/sparked.
That's ulta.com/sparked.
Now back to us talking about more damn good beauty discoveries.
So shall we get into all of these products that are in front of us?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, so first up, I'm going to talk about a mascara because, of course, there's so many mascaras launching at all times. This is a bit of on the heels of a recent episode. This is the IT Cosmetics Salon Volume Lift Mascara. It's $25 US and 33 Canadian. Now, why you probably heard us talk about this before is that this was the collaboration between IT Cosmetics and Drybar. So between the two founders, which is Jamie Kern Lima and Ali Webb of Drybar. So Ali Webb gave us a bit of a teaser, and I just wanted to like come on the mic and actually give it a proper review because of the time we didn't have it.
Mm-hmm. So what did you think?
So first of all, the packaging, if we just want to touch on that
again.
Oh
my gosh, it is so adorable. It looks like something that my daughter would want to play with. Mm-hmm. It looks like a Barbie mascara.
Yeah. So the whole
writ large.
The whole collaboration was that it's the Drybar barrel blowout brush is meant to look like this wand.
And or the wand is meant to look like
exactly
the
inverse. And so the actual wand is supposed to be like grabbing and curling every single lash, and it's like a blowout for your lashes.
Yeah, and that's it's gray, and it looks like it has kind of the yellow detailing that is the Drybar signature buttercup part of the logo.
Yeah.
And then what happened when you opened it and put it on your lashes?
Well, I think it's just, it really ticks a lot of the boxes for me. Mm-hmm. It doesn't transfer. It doesn't flake. It gives me a ton of volume. It doesn't fall down in the middle of the day. And I find that it's just really, really reliable. Mm-hmm. Are you noticing it?
It looks great right now. I'm looking at your eyes right
this
now.
This is like 6 p.m. when we're doing this. I've had it on since 7:30 this morning.
We are both sweating intensely and it is standing up.
And I would have to say, you know, I really think it's a really beautiful collaboration. And little did we know that Jamie Kern Lima was going to leave her brand. This is probably one of the last things that she had a hand in creating.
So true.
So I'm really like proud to wear it and I love it. I will say, though, if I was really hard pressed, if I really had to pick and someone was like, do you like the original IT Cosmetics superhero mascara or this one better? I would probably still pick the superhero just because it gives you even more length.
Yeah.
But I do think that this one is more volumizing. Mm-hmm. I highly recommend it.
We're both fans of that superhero mascara.
It's a really good sleeper hit one.
Yeah. If you haven't tried it, check it out.
Mm-hmm. What do you got on your eyes these days?
So I have fallen in love with a palette
And I think that's the right wording for it because it's by Pixie Beauty. It's called the Pixie Plus Heart Defensor Eye Heart Palette.
Whoa, mouthful.
It's $20 US and $28 Canadian. And this is part of the fall collection where Pixie worked with a handful of beauty influencers and they all created different products ranging from, I think Rach Loves did a highlighter palette, if I'm not mistaken.
She's getting a fellow Canadian.
That's right. And so this one is by Heart Defensor. She is an LA-based beauty influencer who goes under the name At That's Heart. On her Instagram, it says born and bred Filipina, and she has 2.2 million subscribers on YouTube. She does really great makeup, nail, and hair videos, just like little transformations. She's really bubbly and has a great personality. So I'm not normally drawn to influencer collabs that I think you can probably tell that's not necessarily on brand for me. But this one, we sat down for the desk side together. We met with the publicists here in Toronto. And right away, I was just drawn to the colors. So there are 8 shades in this palette, and there are highly pigmented mineral shadows. But the colors are just, it's this sunset palette that I've been talking about for a long time. And so you've got this really beautiful pinkish red going on, and then these lovely kind of orangey peaches, but they're really pigmented. So it's not like that soft kind of a peach that you're going to get with like a Clarins or a Bobbi Brown. It actually has pigment to it. And then you have like an aubergine and a brown and a sandy beige color. And it's like a mix of shimmer and matte. But I think what I really loved about this palette the most is it was just such a break from my typical eyeshadow palette. So for example, Laura Mercier launched a Parisian Nudes palette this fall. And like, it's really beautiful, but it doesn't take me outside my comfort zone. It's very much like the taupes and that dark kind of purpley brown that I usually wear and, you know, a gold and that kind of thing. This is just really, like I said, it's a little bit outside of my comfort zone, but when I go to use it, I've tried so many different combinations and they always work and it looks good and it stands up all day or all night if I'm going out. I even used it on my sister. She has green eyes, totally different look than I have, and it looked really great on her. And I think that's the thing is she did a really great job curating these shades for all different skin tones. So I feel like I could really confidently say that pretty much anyone could pick up this palette and really like it.
Yeah.
And I think if you're just looking for like a little bit of surprise and delight in your beauty routine and you want to try something different, you cannot beat this price point.
Yeah.
Like $20 for a palette of 8 shades. Come on.
Yeah. And it's really good for travel as well.
Yeah.
So is it limited edition?
That's a good question. I don't know, but I would say just given the fact that it's an influencer collab, I would guess that it is. So that was my makeup product that I was really loving.
Next up, I'm going to talk about a brow product. It actually came out. I got my hands on it in early August, actually, but I haven't had an opportunity to talk about it yet. And this is the new Brow Flick from Glossier. It's $18 US, $22 Canadian. Why I wanted to talk about this is that it was done in collaboration with Katie Jane Hughes. And we all know that she's got the best brows on Instagram. So I was very curious to see what she would bring to the table. So this is like a micro fine detailing pen for your brows. And so this is that fill in, stay put, liquid product with a felt tip that's not going to go anywhere. And then you like feather in your boy brow on top of it to set everything in.
It looks kind of like a liquid liner marker version.
So I think a lot of people might be familiar with the Stila brow pen that's like this with the felt tip, the liquid brow. And that one is fantastic. And I know a lot of women who have brow issues and who have brows that have fallen out really rely on that one day to day. This one I would say is better if you have just like sparse areas that you want to feather in. And it's this micro tip that really makes the difference. And even if you're not an artist, you can still like sort of sketch in these lines and not look like you've put a Sharpie through your eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, I know you said that was a blonde shade.
Yes.
I tried it on my, what is it, dark blonde?
So it comes in 3 different colors. There's blonde, brown, and black.
So given that that's blonde, I know it's not going to feel like it's too highly pigmented, but I did like that it wasn't heavily pigmented. Like I was playing with that new Benefit brow product over there.
The brow
styler that came out this month. And that one, like, even though it's the right shade for my brow, it just doles out so much pigment. I was like, whoa. And I just instantly look like Groucho Marx. So I like this kind of product where I can build up the pigment. It's sort of the opposite mm-hmm. as what you would want in a lipstick or a shadow.
This is for the Glossier girl, right?
Yeah. So that works for me.
So her inspiration, Katie Jane Hughes, if you guys follow her videos, she all the time uses this Ardell brow mm-hmm. pen that's mm-hmm. very similar to this. And she talks about it, but it would get clogged. It would just not come out smoothly. And so mm-hmm. I think what she did was she took that one that she loved
and
then just
it.
Made it way better.
Yeah.
And I think people, like I said, even if you're not a makeup artist, you can do this and not feel like you're overdoing it.
Yeah, it's
and
so user friendly.
And then just grab your boy brow and put it through. So all in all, I have been reaching for this. In the summer, I was the blonde shade just because mm-hmm. my eyebrows lighten up a lot, but I'll reach for the brown going into the fall. And I think the important thing to note with this is when you are applying it, you can't like, you got to make sure that it is a liquid, right? So you have to make sure that you're sort of pointing the tip down
and letting the ink fall.
Yes. Let gravity help you out. Because if you hold it upside down sort of and try to stroke, obviously you're going to get really patchy color. So that's like my number one tip with that. Anyway, I thought it was still worth talking about because there's so many brow products that come out on the market, and there's like tattoo inks from Maybelline mm-hmm. and Anastasia obviously has ones that are waterproof and whatever, but they're just kind of intimidating to use, frankly, for a lot of people. You can get an achievable look and you can do it when you have 4 minutes to do your makeup in the morning. Like there's so many times I've had in the past where I go to do my brows and I like screw up and you have to like wash your eyebrows off. You're trying to get out the door.
It's a pain in the ass. So I totally agree.
I think that this is a winner.
Yeah. Okay. I hear
that. What do you got?
I would like to try it. Well, the next product that I reviewed and I surprisingly enjoyed is the Lancôme L'Absolue Rouge Ruby Cream Lipstick.
Okay.
This product is $32 US and $42 Canadian, so mm-hmm. definitely on the upper end. Mm-hmm. I reviewed this product specifically for one of our new listeners.
Okay.
Her name is Eveline Penick. Mm-hmm. She's from Melbourne, Australia.
Okay.
And she sent us a message in our Facebook chat room. When mm-hmm. whenever we have new members sign on, we always put a question to them, like, who do they want to hear?
Yeah.
You know, so we had put that question, which kind of fall products do you want us to review? And she said she wanted to hear about longwear lipsticks that are actually comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a great question because I really like longwear formulas, but typically they're pretty much always matte mm-hmm. in my experience, which I have no issue with because I love bone dry lipsticks. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what gives really punchy color and even color. And that's what makes it last longer. If you have a lot of moisture, it tends to slip and slide around. It just breaks up. So it's hard to get the best of both worlds. Remember when Revlon used to have that product and you'd put the one product on and then mm-hmm. on the other side of the wand,
still have it.
It was the gloss
color
and you
stay.
Had to put it on over top to seal it in. And so I think what's unique about this product is that it is a creamy lip color that has a slight gloss to it. It's more like a traditional lipstick
look. It
looks
like a satin finish.
Yeah, I mean, satin, but even a bit wetter than that, mm-hmm. I think, especially if you start layering it on. It's almost like a classic 80s red mm-hmm. that I'm wearing today. Obviously, I mean, it comes in 14 different shades, but I'm wearing Bad Blood Ruby. So this is a very classic kind of bluish red.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny because this formula actually kind of reminds me of like the textures of the Gucci lipsticks mm-hmm. that came out. And when they came out, I was like, wow, this really is kind of 80s retro. And, mm-hmm. you know, because nobody's really doing that right now. So I feel like in some ways, it's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really do want comfort, I do think this is a great option. It's very pigmented color. It is long lasting.
Does it say that it is long wear, whatever?
Yeah, okay. It's long lasting. I forget what they claim the mm-hmm. hours are, but mm-hmm. I wore this all morning when I was with you.
Mm-hmm.
I probably had it on for like 5 hours. I mean, once I ate my salad, definitely I had to reapply after. Mm-hmm. It's not like it stayed put the way that some stains that we've talked about, which are really bone dry. It's almost like literally putting a marker on your lips, which scares me. So it's not as long lasting. That's what I'll say. So after I tried that, I went back and tried another longwear matte formula that just arrived in the mail to me yesterday. I think these have been out for a while in the States, but it's a drugstore brand. So this is Maybelline. I'm talking about the Maybelline Superstay Ink Crayons. And of course, even though we're talking about fall, like drugstores, you know, because of their planogram and when everything goes into the stores, it doesn't fall the way that we want it to. You know, they never really have stuff that goes on counter in September. So this probably came out in, I mean, in the US, you were probably seeing it late July. Let's take a moment to shout out one of our show sponsors. We love our show sponsors. They're what keeps us afloat and keeps us going.
Well, you know, today we're talking all about fall products that we love, but that doesn't mean we're getting rid of the stuff that's on our top shelf.
No, it doesn't. If it's good, it is staying there. Yeah. So way back earlier in the summer, we did a natural deodorants episode. Mm-hmm. I'm still using the Native deodorant. Mm-hmm. I really like the vanilla and coconut.
Yeah.
It's very mildly scented, but it doesn't. And it's not cloying. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then I also use the unscented. Depends on my mood.
So it must be good if you're still using it. You've got a lot of fancy clothes. I know you. There was a lot of sweat pit stains and stuff.
Oh, it'd be out of there so fast.
Exactly.
Here's the thing with natural deodorant. It lets you sweat, but a good natural deodorant, it's not going to give you those pit stains and you shouldn't smell. So with Native, it has tapioca starch in it. And so that's what absorbs the wetness.
Right.
And then it also has coconut oil that's an antimicrobial. So that's going to kind of balance out the bacteria because it's the bacteria that makes the sweat smell.
This is what we've learned.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually have a bit of sensitivity to baking soda and they have a version that's baking soda free.
Yeah.
So you don't get that skin irritation, but I'm here for the baking soda because it's like that odor eating ingredient.
Yeah. It's like the box that's in your fridge. So if you don't have an irritation, then you're all good with that. One thing is none of the deodorants with Native will have aluminum because that's what antiperspirants have in it. That's sort of like that suspicious ingredient right now, but that's what stops you from sweating.
Yeah.
And I, you know, just so many people these days are like, I want to be able to sweat. I just don't want to stink.
We are hooking up our listeners. You go to nativedeodorant.com and you can save 20% off your first purchase.
And if you live in the US, there's free shipping and returns. How awesome is that? So just go to nativedeodorant.com.
You enter the promo code beauty
and then you'll get 20% off your first purchase.
Now back to today's episode.
This product is $7.94 in the US. Mm-hmm. That's a steal. That's like, I can't even buy a sandwich for that kind of money.
Right.
It's $11.99 in Canada and it comes in 12 different shades. The shades are beautiful, punchy, bold, pinks, reds, corals. And of course, the one that I picked, it's shade number 40. It's called Laugh Louder and it's almost a dupe of NARS Red Square, which is my all-time ride or die. Now that to describe that, that's like a bright red with an orange undertone.
Right.
That one is also like really, really dry. So what I like is that it really is, it looks like a marker and then you pop the lid off and inside it looks like a very sharp crayon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I love applying this because it is like a lip pencil in one. So you can really get into the contours.
But what happens when you wear it down? Is there a sharpener?
So this has a sharpener built in.
Okay.
Which I always said that NARS f***ing Red Square matte lip pencil crayon or whatever it's called, I always lose that sharpener. And if I do find it, it's like falling apart. I'm getting shards of orange all over my purse or all over my drawer. So I just love that they came out with this self-sharpening version in the color that I love, in this great matte formula. And it really lasts a long time. I wore this yesterday. I think this is a great option if you're into matte.
Right. So if people are wanting to compare, what is the difference between that one and the Superstay Ink Liquid Lipstick that came out last year that everyone was obsessed with?
So that is the one that goes on and doesn't come off for 3 days.
Right.
And you need a fucking boatload of oil cleanser. You have to quadruple cleanse. Then like find some alcohol, scrape it off with like a windshield wiper, and then you might get it off.
Okay.
Okay. This one's not like that. This is like a long wear that's going to last you all day and you can comfortably have coffee, but it's not that kind of a stain and it doesn't feel like that on your lips. It feels a little bit more like a lipstick.
Okay.
And I
that's an important distinction.
But you had a good point there about that contouring thing. Mm-hmm. I should mention that the Lancome product, so the reason it's called Ruby, the whole line is called Lancome Rouge Ruby Cream, mm-hmm. is because the actual bullet itself is multifaceted, kind of like a jewel or a ruby. I don't know if you can see that. Mm-hmm. Now they say
so Lancome.
Yeah.
So
it's pointy, which helped me put it on because I could kind of turn it on a certain mm-hmm. angle and get it in my Cupid's bow. And I was like, okay, that's handy, but this is going to wear down. I mean, I'm just going to mm-hmm. flatten that in like no time. But they say that apparently it's supposed to keep its shape for weeks. Does it? I don't know. I haven't been trying it that long. But anyway.
The Charlotte Tilbury Hot Lips, which I love. Again, those came out in the summer. They have a squared off bullet too, and I am obsessed.
Yeah.
It really works. I found it has kept its shape. So maybe it's some new laser
new
cutting
technology. Probably. And also I should say that Lancome does have an Absolue Rouge Matte formula that's already been out. So if you're into matte and you want to pay plenty of pennies, go ahead and do that. Anyway, Evelyn, if you want to try a comfortable cream lipstick that stays on longer and you're not into matte, try the Lancome one.
Okay.
Yeah.
So moving on. So, you know, the other day I put on our Instagram page about what your face cleanser says about you.
Oh my god that was so funny.
So
that
like basically it was like, if you're a Cetaphil girl, one of the things about you is that you've never sent anything back at a restaurant. If you are into the Glossier Milky Jelly cleanser, you still think that mom jeans are cool and that you have a vinyl record player, but you don't know how to use it.
Yeah.
And then if you use the Tata Harper cleanser, you have to take off your Cartier bangles in order before you wash your face. And I was like, OMG, I am shook. We had so many comments on it. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So in my hand right now today.
Which one are you, by the way?
Which one am I?
Yeah.
I've been all three at different points,
same,
but I do
same.
Not own anything Cartier. Disclaimer.
I wish, though.
I was actually hoping Tata Harper would see that on our grid and comment because I think she would get the joke.
Oh, definitely.
And she definitely owns a lot of Cartier because we've met her
in person.
So in my hand right now, I have a Sisley Radiance Foaming Cream Depolluting Cleansing Makeup Removing.
Okay.
Makeup Remover.
So you need a Cartier to use this, I bet.
Oh,
how much is it?
Next, you need more. Like, this is an exorbitant price tag.
What is it?
Obviously, we get things gratis, you guys. So I'm just being full disclaimer right now. But it is $120 US
mm-hmm.
or 150 Canadian. So it is a foaming cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
And basically how you use it is you pump out like a golf ball size amount into your palm.
Okay. So a quarter of it's gone on your first use.
Pretty much. And then it's kind of like foaming cleanser, but it's like a thick, creamy foam. There's not a ton of air bubbles in it.
Let's see. Put some
when you,
wand.
Wait, this would get off. So for instance, when they showcase this at the event, they'd mm-hmm. put on a long lasting liquid makeup in someone's hand.
Oh, the Maybelline perhaps.
Maybe. And they just had put this product on top and they just let it sit on the makeup.
Right.
And they didn't touch it. They didn't do anything for like a minute.
Yeah.
And then they added water and it literally lifted off. Like it was magic.
Okay. So this is perfect for the longwear lipstick user.
It is a makeup removing cleanser, which is why I really like it, because God knows I've been testing enough foundations. There's so many longwear foundations. I really love this for taking everything off, and it's not stripping at all. It's very comforting on the skin.
So it's interesting that it's called a depolluting cleansing makeup remover, because that also makes me think that it's really taking that pollution, like getting it out of your pores and like eating away at it, as opposed to just that surface.
So you rub this on your face and it doesn't like disappear right away like a lot of foaming cleansers do.
Right.
So you leave that on your face, and then after about a minute you add water and you massage it all away, all of your makeup.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually a hashtag on Instagram that popped off earlier this year about the hashtag 60 second cleanse, because most women out there are not washing their face for long enough.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just kind of a reminder that we need to be doing it more thoroughly to get everything
off, ladies.
And then you don't have to do as much like exfoliation and scrubbing and stuff to get makeup off. Let the product work for you. It's $150.
Yeah.
Make it do some work for you.
You know what I like about it is that I feel like it's a decent alternative to oil cleansers for people who don't love oil cleansers, because not everyone is into the oil cleansers, which is meant to be like the first step of a double cleanse.
Right.
Right.
And it is, like I said, it is that foaming cream. So I have not seen a foaming cream really. Mm-hmm. So I did think it was innovative. It's this baby blue package that is just to die for. You would want it on your top shelf without question on your Instagram.
I want one of those.
So I just wanted, yeah, I wanted to flag that for anybody who's feeling rich or has a birthday coming up or wants to add it to their Christmas wish list or something. It is a winner and it is really worth it. And I mean, I don't know what this cleanser says about me. I'm so conflicted.
I think
does it say I'm on a wait list for a Rolls Royce or does it say what?
I think it says like jettison me around in fancy black cars and cleanse my face with $150 cream foam. That's what it says.
It just basically is, yeah, like five stars or bust. Anyways, that's my little splurge. What do you got going on for skincare?
So this product I'm obsessed with right now, this is called the Laneige Cream Skin Toner and Moisturizer. So it's by the K beauty brand Laneige. We've talked about them before. Mm-hmm. I know you love the sleep lip mask.
Yep.
And this line is all about hydration, as a lot of K-beauty brands are. They have a lot of products with like those water technologies that we've talked about too, where it's like watery formulas, hyaluronic acid. It's all about hydrating without making skin oily and right. bringing like a translucence to your skin. So the total opposite. So this product launched in the late summer, but I still want to talk about it because I think it's so unique. It's $33 US, $43 Canadian, and it's a two-in-one. Mm-hmm. So it's a hybrid. It combines the softening power of like a toner in the Japanese or Korean sense of the word. So it's about balancing your pH, but again, like bringing hydration and really making your skin feel softer. That's what it does at the end of the day. So it's not drying or stripping, no alcohol, et cetera. And then it also has the hydration benefits of a proper moisturizer. So they've combined the two in one. So the idea is that it really looks like a watery milk in the bottle. It's a clear bottle and you put it on and you don't put on any moisturizer after. Mm-hmm. So it's basically really is a water cream. You put this on and you go.
Right.
So I want you to just feel it. Mm-hmm. Like it's very refreshing.
I have this, but I have not had a chance to try it yet.
It's very refreshing to mm-hmm. put on.
Just let's describe what you just did.
So you just pour, I would say like three or four drops in mm-hmm. your hand. Mm-hmm. Then you pat your hands together you rub your hands together and mm-hmm. then you just pat your face right. all over. So you can cover your entire face. Mm-hmm. That's actually how I apply my toners at home as well. I don't use a cotton pad or anything like that. And it really gives you enough hydration where you can just go. Like you put this on and you're done. So people who I think especially have oily or combination skin are going to love this product because mm-hmm. you don't have to touch a cream after if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. And it's actually amazing. They say that it took them 19 years to nail down this technology. And the key ingredient is white leaf tea water.
Mm-hmm. Did you do this in the morning or at nighttime?
I actually have done it both.
Okay. Yeah. So just walk me through it. Cleanse your skin.
Yeah.
Put this on.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, I do an eye cream.
Okay.
And then
an SPF and then, if
yeah,
you want.
SPF if it's during the day or at night, I'm done.
Okay.
That's it. So it just really simplifies. It mm-hmm. really is for people, I think, who either want to simplify their routine or if you are the type of person who doesn't like moisturizer because you're worried about clogging your pores, that kind of thing, I think this is definitely worth a try and at an accessible price point. If you're listening to this damn good segment all about the best fall beauty products, we already know you love to shop, which is why we need to take a quick time out to let you know about an easy way to get hooked up with some mad discounts.
If you're anything like us, you probably shop online a lot.
Lazy/busy. That's what they say about me. I've got beauty products to test all day long, so I ain't got no time to look for parking.
Yeah, you're not going to a mall. So you know when you go to an online checkout, you always see that discount code box and you're mm-hmm. like, wow, I wish I was really organized to have found a discount code to put in there and save myself some money.
And that's where Honey comes in. So Honey is a free web browser extension that you install in two clicks, and Honey finds coupon codes and other discounts across the web and applies them automatically.
Automatically, that's the major, major key. And we know you guys love beauty, so you'll definitely want to get that automatic discount at places like Ulta.com.
So what happens when you go to Ulta right now? Let's just like walk our listeners through.
So I've installed the browser. Razor extension. You go to joinhoney.com/beauty and install it in 2 clicks. So on Ulta site today, it looks like I can get $3.50 off any qualifying order of $15 or more.
Okay, that's awesome. So this is how the average Honey user saves about $126 a year. With that kind of cash, you can score, you know, at least one luxury product that you might not have normally had in the budget.
Absolutely. So really, there's no reason not to use Honey.
It's free to use, installs on your computer in just 2 clicks, and it'll save you money so you can treat yourself to something nice.
Breaking Beauty listeners can get Honey for free. So you head over to joinhoney.com/beauty.
That's joinhoney.com/beauty. We will link to it in our show notes.
Now back to today's episode.
Having said that, even if you're going to slim down on your beauty routine, mm-hmm. I do think that a really worthwhile ingredient to include is retinol. So mm-hmm. I know the next product you're going to talk yeah. about is all about retinol. I think it's a great innovation mm-hmm. as well. I went to the launch. Take it away, Jill.
Well, this is a retinol peel. Magic words to me. This is the Neostrata 0.3 retinol peel. It's $80 Canadian. I was not able to find a US price because it's only sold, as far as I know, with healthcare professionals or with dermatologists. Is that
yeah,
right?
It's, yeah, it's doctors. It's the whole brand mm-hmm. is dispensed by doctors in the US, which right. is, you have to understand, I know a lot of our listeners are in the US. That is completely foreign to us because yeah. we pick up Neostrata like
at
any
drugstore,
mm-hmm. like Walmart, wherever we go, there's Neostrata.
Yeah, and I believe they do have a website in the United States as well, in neostrata.com. So you can check that out. I should have prefaced the whole episode by saying we will link to all of these on our blog, breakingbeautypodcast.com, if you want to see what we're talking about and or link out to get any of these things. Mm-hmm. So it's $80 for 12 pads, and that's like a 3-month supply. So essentially, these are individually dosed pads mm-hmm. that you apply on your face only at night, mm-hmm. and it has a really micro dose of retinol. So you're getting those brightening benefits, the smoothing benefits, and I like that it's already pre-dosed for me. Mm-hmm. And the most innovative thing about this peel pad to me, we've seen peel pads, lots of them. There's glycolic ones out there, tons that I've used in the past. This one really prioritizes hydration as well. And so you're not going to get scaling, redness, flakiness, all of that. And the fact that they have thought about the dosage too, it's just once a week. Mm-hmm. You slather it all on clean, dry skin. You go to bed with it on, and in the morning you can rinse it off.
It's really like those, if you're familiar with the cult classic Dr. Dennis Gross Alpha yeah. Beta Universal Daily Peel pads, mm-hmm. it's really like that. So it's that simple to put on. It's mm-hmm. like on a round.
Yeah.
You open the package and it smells like alcohol. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because it has to be an alcohol in order to keep the retinol at peak performance. Yeah. And that's one of, like, retinol is a very finicky ingredient. It breaks down in mm-hmm. sun, heat, light, and humidity. So, and also packages that aren't airtight. So mm-hmm. the fact that you have these, like, in these individual
sachets,
and it's an alcohol, because even water, you can't have it in water. So yeah. that's why when you get that smell, that's what it's there for. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, unlike the Dr. Dennis Gross, which I've used for years on and off, they have a neutralizing step. They mm-hmm. don't have that.
No, because with yes. retinol, there yeah. is no need
that's
to.
That's right. It's not an acid.
There's no peeling. Need to neutralize. So you just put it on and then you go.
Yeah. I really like that it's once a week and you can get this 3-month supply for $80. So it's almost like you're going for a facial once a week. And I really do notice the smoothness. And like I said, no irritation. And I think it is because it says it contains 10% neocitrate.
Oh, yeah.
Neocitrate to target the skin's natural firming, hydrating matrix. Mm-hmm. So it's got that double whammy of the anti-aging and the hydration. Who doesn't love that? So if you're seeing a few fine lines creep in after the summer, any areas of hyperpigmentation or larger pores, this is just a no-brainer win.
I have to tell you that, sorry to interrupt, mm-hmm. but when I went to the launch, so it was in New York, mm-hmm. I went to a doctor to get the professional right. retinol peel. And that just really connected so many dots for me because it reminded me how Neostrata really is this doctor-backed brand. Like, yeah. you know, it's steeped in scientific research.
Yeah.
And that in-office retinol peel, woo, that was good.
Yeah.
Like, I have to say, it took a while for me to really see the full results. But a few weeks later, remember I said to you, I was like, I really don't see any lines on my face for a while there.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to click in. I was like, that was that f***ing peel that I had. But it amazed me. I was like, wow, New Yorkers have to go into an office.
Yeah.
It was a legit doctor's office. Like, they were getting flu shots around the corner.
Of course, yeah.
This literally was inspired by the in-office peel. They made it. They were like, how can we make this take home super user friendly, highly effective, all the R&D behind it. So I think it's a win too.
Again, I love things that you can't screw up.
Mm-hmm.
I love recommending things you can't screw up. These are just individual. You rip it open, put it on your face, go to bed. You're going to wake up looking better. What's not to love about that?
Like, it's still the gold standard in anti-aging when it comes to that cell turnover.
Mm-hmm.
And it also is good for acne, like adult acne.
Totally.
It's like a winning combo.
Love it all. Love it. Yeah. Thanks, Neostrata. And from what I understand, they're selling like hotcakes. Like, tried to get a few more of them. Can't get them. Got to add my name to the wait list for that.
Yeah.
So what else is aging on ourselves after
summer?
All of our sins are coming out.
I'm going to talk about a product that is a nice to have, not a need to have.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've started to see this trend in the last couple of years of anti-aging hand creams.
Mm-hmm.
And they're starting to really peak now. Because remember, Chanel came out with that beautiful white, it looked like a pebble, like a flat oval. And that came out a couple of years ago. And it was like, what? A $50 hand cream. Clearly, it must have been a hit because they've come out with a follow-up hand cream.
Mm-hmm.
So as of September, they've launched Chanel Le Lift Creme Meh. It is slightly higher price point. It's $65 US and $90 Canadian. Can you imagine spending $90 on hand cream?
Well, tell me what it does. Maybe I will.
Okay. Well, first of all, it's black and super chic. So when you go riding with Kylie, you know, you just pull this out and be like, would you like some hand cream?
Yeah.
And so Le Lift is the whole, obviously, lifting line for face. So essentially, this is a face cream in a hand cream container.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's so expensive. So it's got a lot of those same ingredients. I think they use an alfalfa concentrate. That's a natural antioxidant. They also use licorice extract. So that's going to help to soothe and even tone.
I was going to say brightening for sure.
And so that's the difference with this one. Like, sure, it's got shea butter, hyaluronic acid, and glycerin, and that's all going to help to like plump and hydrate. But it's really about brightening. And the other one that I've been trying is from Caudalie. It's
Wait, can I just ask you a question about Chanel? What does it smell like?
It has that, it's like that light rose. You want to try it?
Yeah, sure.
Here. It's got a faint rose smell to it. It's like a baby pink color. And I have to tell you, it does make your hands damn silky, like really silky.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can also put face cream on your hands if you want.
So this is a anti-aging hand cream, really.
Yeah, but in the sense that it's all about the brightening in the evening of the tone, which is something I'm actually interested in right now, because honestly, I have started to hit a age where I'm starting to get sunspots on my hands, and my worry is that they're not going to go away, right? That cell turnover
skin
and all
has
that.
A memory for sure.
And so very similar agenda with this Caudalie product. It's the Vino Pure Brightening Hand Cream. So this is, of course, part of their Vino Pure line of face care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's only $26 Canadian. It's probably around $15 in the US. I couldn't find the exact price. It just launched September 1st, so I don't even know if it's for sure out in the US quite yet. But we know the Vino Pure line, like that's a hit. That's one of their best selling kind of pillars under Caudalie. It's all about brightening and reducing the appearance of dark spots.
Mm-hmm.
It also has shea butter, avocado oil, but it's really that key ingredient. I think they call it viniferine. I think that's a made up word, but it has to do with the sap from the grapevine.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got tons of antioxidants, and like they've shown that in all of their testing, that it has an effect on melanin production. So that's why that whole entire line is really geared towards the reduction of dark spots.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the kind of
Can I try that one?
The kind of thing where people, once they start using that line for their face, they buy it over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So what I notice about this one when I put it on my hands, like it's still very lovely and still feels like a face cream. It's not as silky smooth as the Chanel, but it's still pretty, like it still feels premium for sure, as it should mm-hmm. for the price. Let me tell you mm-hmm. what everybody really needs is a hand cream with SPF, mm-hmm. obviously.
Or just wear gloves.
Right.
That's what Lauren from the Skinny Confidential talks about, because she's in LA, obviously driving all the time. She wears gloves while she's driving.
Good on you, girl. Mm-hmm. The Caudalie smells virtually like nothing, yeah. which I do appreciate. Another point for Caudalie, I do think that there is so much room for hand creams to start getting SPF, having SPF in them. Right. I know that a bunch of them do exist.
Well, my favorite one ever was the multivitamin hand and body, hand and nail cream from Dermalogica, and they got rid of it.
What?
Mm-hmm. So it must not sell.
Well, you know what? I don't know that they've all perfected the formula, because I know I was trying a Clinique one.
Yeah.
I think it's called Even Better or something with SPF 15, and it was garbage. Like when
the Dermalogica one was so good, but I think maybe a little steep price point wise. So that's probably one of the other reasons people didn't see it as like a splurge item when you're washing your hands constantly, right?
I just think there probably is a challenge though when you mm-hmm. put the SPF in there. Like when you're right now, this is all fun and games, mm-hmm. but in January, my hands literally start peeling
yeah.
like a lizard.
Yeah.
So you start putting like one with a daily SPF in it. It's mm-hmm. just not cut. Like that's what happened with the Clinique. Just after 1 hour, it was like time to reapply again.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's the challenge. Having said that, the Clé de Peau yeah. with SPF 18, as no one will be surprised if you've listened to this show
yeah.
and you know that I'm an unpaid ambassador, basically unofficial. That's a damn good hand cream, probably yeah. like $85 as well. But yeah. anyway, moving on.
We're moving on now. Okay.
Hair.
So we are going to talk about.
I went to an event at Anne Kaplan's mansion during TIFF, mm-hmm. the Toronto International Film Festival.
She was a former Real Housewife of Toronto.
She sure was. And there was a hair stylist there mm-hmm. from Vidal Sassoon. And he was doing my hair. And I was like, give me some dry shampoo. I need it. I live for it. And he was like, what about one of these hair powders? What do you think about the hair powders? And I was like, I wonder like which one he's referring to. Anyway, I forget how the conversation went. But mm-hmm. when I went home and I looked in my beauty closet, I found this one from a brand called Electric Hairdressing. And this is a brand out of the UK. I don't even know if you guys have it in the US. So sorry. But I know that our fans and listeners in the UK know this brand. And in Canada, they sell it through select salons as well.
Right.
So the product is called Electric Hairdressing C8 Invisible Volume Chalk. It's $19.50 in British pounds and $41 Canadian. They call it an amplifying micro powder. So I do think there are probably plenty more like this on the market. This one says that it's distinct because it uses silica instead of magnesium to get that amplifying hold. So that's supposed to be better for colored hair. But anyway, okay. I don't know. So
is it one of those where you like go to run your hands through your hair and it's like it stops?
Yes.
So I can't stand that.
So I know, but just hear me out. So it's funny because you go to, I don't even know if I can open it, dude. I think it's glued shut. No, there we go. So it's funny because I went to the website and the website's like, the reason why we created this product is because everybody loves dry shampoos and powders, but you can't run your hands through your hair. So we developed this product so you could do that. And I was like, really? Because my experience was I started shaking it on my roots when I was on like day 4 of no hair right. wash. And I was like, is anything coming out? Because I couldn't see anything coming out.
It's like kind of like the size of like
a salt and pepper shaker.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was shaking it like salt and pepper and I couldn't see anything. So I was like, is this doing anything? And as I'm thinking and looking, I'm mm-hmm. still shaking and shaking away. All of a sudden I put it down. I touch my hair and it's just like,
whoop, yeah,
like it just basically molded into like a mini mountain and just and stayed there.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, what is this magic?
It's almost like it builds it up with these silica fibers rather than absorbing oil. It's not a dry shampoo.
Yeah, no,
it's chalk.
It is literally amplifying. So I started playing with it and it actually was really fun. And I think you can have a lot of fun with this product. Like if you want to try and do kind of like an Amy Winehouse, like obviously that's an exaggeration.
Yeah.
But what I did is I put my hair in a ponytail and I did have this really nice like poof. That sounds yep. cheesy, but I but I did like right at the crown. Mm-hmm. And then some of the residual was in my ponytail, and I just put my hair up and it looked coiffed and it looked good without a lot of work at all. You know me, lazy slash busy, like mm-hmm. this worked. I was like, I could go to a little cocktail mm-hmm. like this.
Well, that would be maybe good for my obsession right now. This is what I was going to talk about with hair, a little unrelated to a product, but I'm really into headbands right now.
Okay.
And I think like when you do wear a headband, it is really fun yeah. to actually get a little bit of volume. So it's not Absolutely. Just like flat grade school hair.
Plus it can slip around.
Mm-hmm. So you can add that in. And there's those like sliding cool barrettes are really hot right now
totally.
Too.
And again, a lot of them slip out mm-hmm. if you have fine hair. So the best way, it was funny because I was thinking about this product and I was like, this reminds me of like, you know, when astronauts go up into space and their food gets kind of like, what do you call it? Dehydrated.
Yes.
They dehydrate it. This totally reminds me of dehydrated hairspray.
Oh my
God. It's literally like powdered fucking shellac hairspray, like Elnet. They turned it into a dust and you just put it on your scalp and you touch it and it just stays. Now you're going to have to wash your hair after. You're going to have yeah. to double wash yeah. that shit out.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good
it's
time,
gonna
man.
Stay up. And
it's
yeah,
a good time.
I know that Batiste has a dry shampoo that does this and I used it on accident once.
Yep.
And I literally had to, I was like, I'm going to be late. I had to get in the f-ing shower and wash my hair because yep. I couldn't handle the feeling. But I know if you have no volume in your hair, it is such a, it's a really big insecurity, frankly, for a lot of women. So something like that, where you know you can just get that all night volume, why not?
Yeah. I mean, I would not use this every day. I would not recommend yeah. that. You're going to have some buildup.
Yes.
But I would recommend it for like a fun night out. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool.
Super fun.
Let us know if there's something that you guys are loving that you just discovered. We always want to know about that.
And we know that a lot of you do go out and buy these products after we talk about them. That's why we take this seriously. I would die if somebody tried something and was just like, you lied. I hated it. I mean, everybody's yeah. different. Obviously, yeah. you got to know that. So we hope you enjoy. If you do try it, leave us a DM, drop us a line, you know, send us a message on Instagram, get into our Facebook chat room. We really want to hear from you guys.
The line is open. It's ready for your call. So if you're like long time or first time, we want to hear from the callers
even,
out there.
Even send us some crank calls.
Yeah. Just yeah. Or if there's stuff you don't like, let us know about that too. We're all ears. So we will see you guys next week.
Bye. We out.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time. You like that cherry bomb. You like that cherry bomb.